This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's summer, so officially, hopefully, vacation time, which means you probably got to ask your boss for some time off. Here to tell us how to do that with grace is Allison Green from Ask a Manager. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start basic here. What are the basics of asking your boss for time off? How do you do it so that it's tactful? But also, this is a time when lots of people want time off. So what's the best way?
The thing to remember about vacation time is for most people, it's part of your benefits package. So you don't need to cajole or beg or wheedle your way into getting vacation time. You should be able to be pretty straightforward about it. You know, it can be as simple, I'm thinking about my vacation time this year. I'd like to take off the first week in August. Does that sound okay to you?
What about seniority? Because we had a letter from a listener named John Lyon in Austin, Texas, saying, you know, why does everyone get 2 weeks no matter how long they've been working somewhere? Now, that varies by company to company. But if you've worked somewhere for a little while, you got a good track record, can you go back in and say, hey, you know what? I think I deserve more.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you've been working there a while and you're in good standing, you can try asking for more time off in the same way you might try asking for a raise.
We have this one really great question that I got to play for you. It is funny. It is highly specific. And honestly, it's just kind of great. So let's hit that one.
My name is Jules Taraya. I started a business this year in Alaska, but a lot of my customers are down in the lower 48. And the topic of vacation came up, and I had to explain to people that I'm just not really going to be available in September because that's when moose season is, and you never know when the moose is going to show up, so I may be gone for 1 week and maybe three, but just plan on me not being around. And the meeting just got quiet.
Okay, so, you know, recognizing that moose season may not be a variable in everybody's work life, what can you do when you've got a highly specific issue and or one that's unpredictable and you need people to work around it?
Yeah, well, I mean, in his case, this is one of the nice things about running your own business, that you get to decide for yourself when you're working and when you're not. In most fields, you can get away with telling clients that you'll be away for 3 weeks. That's not outrageous. I think in his case, he might be better off just saying he's going to be away for 3 weeks so that everyone can plan around that. If he comes back early, great. That's easier than unexpectedly being away longer than people were planning on. But you don't need to tell people what you're doing with your time off. You can if you want, but it would also be totally fine for him to just say, you know, I'm taking a few weeks off in September, and not get into the details about the moose if that's feeling a little too exotic for his clients.
Fair enough. What do you think about using sick days as vacation days or travel days? Is this a big no-no?
Most employers aren't going to want you to use sick days for vacation because the idea is that sick days are there for when you get sick. And if you use them on vacation, they're not going to be there if you unexpectedly get sick later in the year. And that can put you and your employer in a bind. And that's also when you get people coming in sick to work and infecting their coworkers. Mm. So usually employers want you to keep sick leave separate, but not all of them. And also, if you need a few extra days for like a dream vacation or your honeymoon, sometimes it's worth asking if you can pull those days from your bank of sick leave. Typically, they just don't want you doing it all the time.
Let's talk about what happens when you are on vacation. Many people are friendly with their coworkers, or their coworkers follow them on social media. Does it matter if you're hanging out in your bathing suit on a boat and your boss sees a picture of it? Or, you know, is it just, hey, we're all adults and it's fine here?
It's not a bad idea to have some boundaries on social media so that your coworkers, and especially your boss, aren't seeing everything you post. I mean, vacation photos aren't usually a problem as long as they're reasonably wholesome. But if you're having a drunken vacation and you're doing shots in all of your photos, you probably don't want your colleagues having those images in their head.
Where do you draw the line on disconnecting? And is there ever a good reason to stay connected to the office when you're not there?
There are some jobs where you know going in part of the deal is going to be that you'll have to have some availability even when you're technically on vacation. But for most people really should be able to disconnect completely for a week or two. I think a lot of people feel like checking their email while they're on vacation is actually better for their quality of life because it means they won't come back to a huge mess waiting for them when they return, and they can keep things reasonably under control. And sometimes that's really true. But I, more often than not, I would challenge people to see if there really is a way to just disconnect completely, because you will come back refreshed and more productive. And it's not great for us mentally to always be thinking about work.
You had somebody write a letter to ask a manager a little while back saying they felt like they could not go on vacation because their boss wouldn't work with the temps who were sent to fill in. They were kind of terrorizing them. The temps would go home in tears. And, you know, this created a lot of anxiety for your letter writer. What did you say?
She's got to talk to her boss and explain that he needs to lower his expectations for these temps because they're not going to be able to do her job exactly the way she does it. And if he makes it hard for her to ever get away, the job isn't going to be sustainable for her in the long run. And then he'll lose her altogether. So it's better for him to figure out a way to make do for a week or two without her than permanently.
If you are the boss, how do you make sure that people take the time they need, but also, you know, that your business, your office runs the way that it has to?
It helps to ask people to get their time off requests in pretty early on so that you can figure out, can you give everyone the days off that they want, or do you need to modify some of those? But also, if you're having trouble getting the coverage that you need for times of the year that are very popular to take off, one thing you can do is offer incentives to get people to work during those times, you know, bonuses or extra vacation days later in the year. That can be a nicer way to do it because you'll often then get people who are volunteering to work on those most in-demand days, and they kind of solve the problem for you.
Allison Green writes the blog and the book Ask a Manager, and she talks to us about life at work. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you.
You can listen to past advice from Allison on a variety of subjects, from shushing your annoying coworker to whether or not to wear shorts in the office. Just go to marketplace.org.